or buses carrying more migrants. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Dozens of migrants have arrived in New York City this morning. They're being sent from overburdened communities in Texas.
And if anything underscores the fact that it really is a problem, it's the fact that we're now setting up tent cities on beaches in New York City, something we do when there's a hurricane or a flood or an earthquake or something like that. We are responding as though it is a natural disaster.
New York City Councilman Joe Borelli on Fox and Friends Weekend. The White House has been calling out Florida's governor for flying 50 migrants to Martha's Vineyard.
When it comes to extremism, when it comes to behaviors that is inhumane and cruel, that is what we're seeing from Governor DeSantis.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Securing the border is one of the promises being made by House Republicans if they retake control of the chamber in November. Yesterday, they unveiled their agenda.
What Joe Biden and Senate Democrats and frankly House Democrats don't get is that Republicans are focused on the cures to fix all the things that they have broken in America.
Congressman Byron Donalds, President Biden was quick to attack the plan and those he called MAGA Republicans.
It's become a litmus test in their party to pledge loyalty to Donald Trump by buying into the big lie.
The midterm elections are just about 6 weeks away. Even though Fiona is no longer a hurricane, it's still packing hurricane-force winds in Canada.
It is going to be certainly a historic extreme event for eastern Canada.
Bob Robichaud at the Canadian Hurricane Center. Meanwhile, forecasters are paying attention to Tropical Storm Ian. It could develop into a major hurricane and target Florida next week. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Convicted on all charges, an Iowa man who took part in last year's Capitol riot has been found guilty of chasing a police officer up a staircase and accosting other officers. Video of the staircase incident went viral. Next week, the House committee investigating the riot will hold what could be its final public hearing. An effort to block a subpoena linked to the January 6th committee has been rejected in Arizona. The subpoena targets the chair of the state Republican Party.
The ruling from a federal judge says none of the reasons Kelly Ward and her husband cited for blocking the subpoena were legitimate. The Wards were presidential electors who would have voted for Donald Trump in the Electoral College if he won the state and signed a legal document falsely claiming they were Arizona's true electors, despite now President Biden winning the state. The Wards argued the subpoena should be quashed because it violated their First Amendment rights, violated House rules, and exceeded the authority of the January 6th committee. The House committee is seeking phone records from just before the November 2020 election to January 31st, 2021. The Ward's attorney has appealed the decision. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
Any gains on Wall Street over the last couple of years have been wiped out. The Dow has fallen below 30,000 for the first time since late 2020.
Yeah, fear on Wall Street at the highest in 3 months, and several factors here affecting sentiment. That includes the ongoing war in Ukraine, but also a stark realization this week that the Federal Reserve and Chair Jay Powell is serious and adamant to keep raising interest rates in order to kill and bring down 40-year high inflation.
Fox Business Network, Susan Lee. Gas prices are inching up. AAA says the national average price for a gallon of regular is $3.70. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.